Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for your kid? Well, I've got it right now in my hot little hands. Your epic money adventure, Barefoot Kids by Scott Pape, who joins us now. He's the best-selling author of The Barefoot Investor, and now he's going to fix your kids and their spending habits. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, first of all. I heard that according to the Nielsen Book Scan, this book has become the number one book in Australia since it came out only beginning of this month? That's insane.
Yeah, it's like the first week it did 128,000 copies or something. So, so I spent the last couple of years trying to get financial education schools, right? So that has been my big thing. And I failed dismally to get that done. But luckily, this was sort of my default project, saying, well, if I can't get it into schools, I'm going to try and bounce over the bureaucrats and get it into the hands of parents. Yes. And kids. So parents are voting with their wallets on this one, I guess.
Love well, it. Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's dive a little deeper into that, because that was going to be my first question. Why is this not taught in schools? Obviously, I didn't realize it was so loaded, but what did it come down to?
For me, I just don't really understand. It's like, it's the one thing that every kid is going to be tested on every day of their life. And, 13 years of schooling, we should at least teach them this stuff. For some reason, they don't want to. Or what also happens is they go, oh, no, we actually do it in maths. And so I'm like, but money isn't just about the numbers. It's about the behaviors and things. And so for me, it's more about a language. So if you don't get taught that language, and if you don't speak the language at home, suddenly we just expect when kids turn 18 that they're going to be fluent in all this stuff, and they're not. Yeah. So again, I tried to write this book written directly to kids, not to parents.
Do you think the issue they had maybe with your curriculum pitch is that your first lesson was for them to buy your book?
Yeah. The thing was, I was actually giving it all away for free.
Oh, you monster.
And the funny thing was, I remember sitting down with an educational bureaucrat, and he had a PowerPoint presentation for me, and it was how to write effective financial content. And I just looked at him like, one of us here has sold millions of books on finance, and I don't think it was you. And he's like, and he just laughed, and he's like, he actually pushed forward a pen and paper, and he said, you can take notes if you want.
Oh, like, wow. Jeez, well.
It sounds like that is, like you said, a bureaucratic nightmare. It's genuinely a shame, but it is great to see that parents clearly are voting with their wallets and buying this book. But whatever happened, I feel like they attempted this when we were kids with the Dolomite accounts. Are they still running?
Do you have a Commonwealth Bank account now?
No.
I got one. So one of them.
To be honest. Oh, yeah.
It was the greatest marketing campaign in history, because basically they signed up kids and they got basically into their marketing database. And the real education with the Dolomites came at 18, when the marketing database spat you out a credit card. Yep. That is when the real lessons started. But because of me and a few other people, they've since sort of retreated from that. So they're no longer in schools. Now hopefully we will actually have something coming in schools, but I live in hope.
Scott, it's funny as you say that. I knew this, but Carly's face.
That has just
shocked.
Blown my mind. And I feel like everything I knew as a child is a lie. By the way, I'm also questioning where all that money went too.
Oh, no, you spent that.
Well, they were kind of not great interests, but for interest payers, like the savings accounts, but they had this mascot. Yep. And the mascot's name was Cred, as in credit card. And it's like, Cred's a really cool dude. I'm like, really?
Yeah, man,
he's
the best.
Is that really what we're teaching kids?
That's why I have three of them.
Me,
no wonder we were so bad with money. It is literally all
making
sense.
Yeah, so for me, I'm just like, it's. I think talking to kids about money can feel really icky, like consumerist and capitalist and stuff. And for me, it's about, the behaviors of, I like to get out of bed and work. Like, working is good. Money comes from working. You would be amazed at the 35-year-olds, who haven't worked that connection out, that have to get out of bed to work. It's good to save. It's, good to give. So it's those sorts of behaviors that I want to try and impart with the book that I've written.
It's almost like Metallica with the Black Album, and then the second one they decided to do a kids album. It's a hell of a pivot, but you know what? It's working. And yeah, stickers all through it. Everyone get a copy of it. Your epic money adventure, Barefoot Kids, by Scott Pape. And of course, The Barefoot Investor. You can't go wrong. Get it for Christmas. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate it, guys. That was a lot of fun. Thank you.